Well, now I'm joined in the studio today by Dennis Olusande Akinmola Shire.
Not bad.
Did I get it about right?
You got it just about.
Well, yeah, just about. I don't think I actually got it quite right. Anyway, he's just written his first book, Love, War and Glory, Spoken Words for All Seasons. It's just been published. So anyway, welcome to Phoenix FM, Dennis. It's nice to see you.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Believe me, it's our pleasure to have you here. Now, I believe that by trade you're a software engineer, but I'm guessing from the title of the book that this is pretty much inspired by your own experiences in life. So what was it that decided you to put pen to paper?
Very good question. That's probably the number one thing I get asked. So I've written in the past, but I never had the opportunity to actually do anything with my writings because in my day job, I am a software engineer.
Yep. You've got to do work.
And then in December, I started to think about it. I thought, well, you've done all this stuff in the past. Well, why not revisit it and why not try writing a book? So in January this year, I went and did some research. I looked into what it would take to publish a book. And it was that research that led me to discovering Author House. Then we had a few conversations. I told them about my idea for the book. They liked it. And I felt, you know what? You're at a good point in your life. Let's give it a go. Try it and see what happens. Then 7 months later, on July 28th, my first book appears online.
Fantastic. That's pretty quite fast, isn't it?
Yeah, things just happen relatively quickly. I just think the moment, it was almost like the stars were aligned and everything was in place and the momentum was there. Yep. And that just kind of drove me on to get it done.
Now, I'm guessing, as I said before, that this is inspired by your own experiences in life. So what kind of problems did you face personally and how did you handle them?
I've always wanted to try and be the best at whatever I can be it when I was competing on the track. Be it at work in terms of trying to go ahead in my profession, be at university trying to get my degree, and just about life in general, like how do you manage relationships, how do you manage growing up? I just felt like these were problems that everybody could relate to.
Yeah.
And that was a large part of the inspiration behind the book. How do you face what we have to do on a day-to-day basis?
Now, you just mentioned on the track, did you do racing as well then?
Yeah, athletics.
Oh, really? Did you do that professionally then?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't quite Usain Bolt pace.
Right, okay. So how did you set about your task?
So I probably need to explain a bit more about the book. So the book's called Love, War and Glory. And the book's split into four sections. So you have the love section, which really explores things such as marriage, heartbreak, what does it mean to love someone. Then you've got war. And now when people think of war, people think it's about going to Afghanistan or stuff like that. They don't think about the challenges and battles you have to face in everyday basis.
Yes,
And glory is about, okay, let's say you reach your objectives and how do you move forward and keep the hunger, keep going. Do you have the life stories element, which really just explores different avenues of life? There's stories about football in there. There's stories about entitlement, just many different themes. So what I did, I came up with these four sections. I just wrote down different titles that I wanted to write about under every single thing. And it's just a case of letting the ideas flow and just thinking about just random ideas, random thoughts coming to my mind, just naturally letting it write. And sometimes it'd be inspired by, maybe be inspired by something on TV, or maybe something I saw in the film, like the Motherland story. I wrote that after writing about Black Panther. And some others would be about things that I'd seen in life or things that I've seen other people experience. It's more just about letting my own experience and ideas flow and just coming up with a title and just thinking about, when I think of a particular title, like when I wrote Rage, I thought, well, when you get angry, so angry that you end up hurting someone, what are some of the consequences of doing it? So it's about letting that inspiration come, just letting the words come to me.
Now, obviously, you didn't write it in one go, so I'm guessing that you, as you say, you divided it up into sections. Did you write those sections, each one of those in one go, or was it a case, well, I'll write this bit here, and something else inspires you, and you go back to it?
I think it was a case of random thoughts at random times. So one moment, we think about love. Yes. Another moment, I'm thinking about war. Another moment, I'm thinking about glory. So it's just a case of, so I started with looking at those titles, and some days I was looking, I think, what do you feel like writing about stuff? I thought, that's an interesting topic.
Yeah.
I'll just naturally go for it.
Yeah. Now, you're only talking about writing the book, in December, do you say?
Yeah.
And yet in July, you've already published it. So how long did it actually take you to complete the book?
I would say the manuscript took about 5 months to complete. Then we had to go through the editing process and the book cover. Writing the book was the easy part. It was everything else in terms of getting to production. That's where the challenges are. And there still continues to be a challenge in terms of how to spread awareness about the book, make people realise that it's out there. Because sometimes, especially when we go home from work, I look out at the chair and think, people still haven't heard about my book. the Sun Times will be going up talking to people, just reaching out, letting them know it's out there. And people have been very responsive, especially if we look at some of the initial reviews and the feedback when people have actually read the book. Like one of the poems you mentioned was Respect. That was one that really caught your eye.
Now, you mentioned just now that you'd done a little bit of writing before, but you didn't go for publishing on whatever you've done
never,
before.
But
now, are you going to do it again?
The initial plan for this was, let's do this one and get understanding of what it takes to publish the book and establish my credentials. Then there was at some point I would like to write a fiction book. And also, there was one book I always dreamed about writing from when I was at university, like How to Be a Programmer. Because I felt like the way programming was taught, it always concentrated on the syntax and not enough on the thought process in terms of thinking logically like a programmer. But when I look at the feedback and like some of the comments I've had, I feel like there could be a Love, War and Glory volume 2. So a slight spoiler alert here. And recently I wrote down like similar posts that said, okay, for all these different themes, what are some of the titles that springs that came to my mind? So things such as Trapped, Never Be Afraid to Ask for Help. So a lot of different narratives out there. So hopefully there will be a sequel in due course.
Now, as you quite rightly assert, all of us experience various trials and tribulations as well as sometimes a modicum of success from time to time. And the synopsis to your book, it says that you explain how to rationalise events in your life, both good and bad, and keep your perspective throughout. So perhaps you could give us some examples from your book.
One example, one poem that sprang to my mind was, I think it was called Top of the World, because sometimes we can reach that end goal, say, fine, like maybe your dream was to become a managing director, or maybe your dream was to become a tech fellow, or maybe you wanted to win, I don't know, Premier League, World Cup, or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you get this, like, okay, now I've reached my goal, where do I go from here? How do I maintain the hunger, and how can I keep going? I'm going to raise a quote that Morris Green once said, sometimes when you get to number one, you've got to train like your number two, just keep pushing your boundaries. So it's that kind of, so there's that standpoint, the glory standpoint. Another time, sometimes in life, you may experience a bad situation, like maybe you've had a death of a friend or relative, whatever. Maybe you had a bad experience in your love life, and sometimes you make a question like, "What's the point? What am I fighting for? What am I trying to prove?" And sometimes it's about how do you look deep within yourself to move forward from that, move forward whatever pain and hurt you're going through, because it's not easy. We're just human beings at the end of the day. We ain't machines. And sometimes it's about how do you look deep within yourself to turn it around.
I have to say, there's not many of us, I think, who'd actually... Okay, you say I'd like to be managing director or something. I'm not sure there's very many of us actually get to be managing director, though.
If you were to ask me 2 years ago if I was going to be a book author, I'd have said no chance. But yet, here I am talking to you.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't know what you can do until you try. Because another reason why I wrote the book was, as a software engineer, I feel like software engineers, there is this perception that they're nerdy, they're geeky and not very creative. And one of the things I wanted to do by writing this was kill that perception completely. Don't let people define what you can or can't do. Sometimes you don't know until you try.
All right. Now, as we said, your book's already available, but you're having an official launch party later this week, are you not?
Yes, on this Saturday from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Bhutana Village Hall in West Silvertown, 65 Evelyn Road. That's actually going to be my book launch event.
Right.
So it's going to be a Q&A. It's going to consist of a Q&A where I'll be talking about the book and some thinking behind it. I'll be reading a few excerpts. There'll be a chance to win a couple of free books. Right. And you'll be able to purchase a signed copy of the book.
And now this location, I think it's not that far from City Airport and Excel. And the closest station, I think, is West Silvertown. Is
that right? 2 minutes from West Silvertown, that's correct.
Yeah. And you're going to be, as you say, you're going to have some excerpts on the book, etc. And the event starts at 6:30 and it goes on till 9:30 and totally free of charge, yeah?
Yep.
Now, if people can't make it to this event, tell us where they can get the book from and what the prices are.
So the book is available on Amazon website. It's available on Author House.
Right.
And it's available online at WH Smith Waterstones. If you live in Upminster, the bookshop called Swan Books also supplying the book.
Right.
And on Brook Lane, Shanty Boy, just off Fashion Street, they're also supplying the book.
Right. Okay, good stuff. Well, look, thanks very much indeed for coming in today, Dennis. Good luck with the book. I hope the launch goes extremely well. Thank you for my copy as well.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much indeed for that. And we look forward to seeing you coming back with your second book in due course.
Yes, I will happily come back.
Good stuff. Thanks very much indeed.